Now this is a dictation for Ina, I-N-A, Jean, G-E-A-N, Bittler, B-I-T-L-E-R, January 1749. Address as a letter to Isabella Medical Facility, 773-0423. Dear sirs at Isabella Medical Facility, a follow-up for Mrs. Bittler with chronic kidney disease, morbid obesity, primary hyperparathyroidism, status post parathyroid surgery, comes accompanied with husband, last visit in March, nursing home, physical therapy, able to stand up but still not walking, has gained weight from 269 to 276, remains on oxygen 1 liter 24 hours, no CPAP machine, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no cloudiness of blood, stable edema, no falls, stable dyspnea at rest, no pyroleum arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Amiodarone, Eliquis, Bisoprolol, Bumex, Lasix, Zenzipar, Farxiga, potassium replacement. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 118.77, weight 280, chronic respiratory distress on oxygen, severe morbid obesity, lungs are clear distant, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema, no ulcers, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, non-focal but weakness. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium, upper normal, GFR 29, liver function test not elevated. Prior cell count, anemia 11.8, large red blood cells 104, normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, the last 1 year steady state, no indications for dialysis. Dialysis is done with symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Present potassium, acid base stable. There is anemia, macrocytosis. I'm not aware of external bleeding. She's exposed to anticoagulation, amiodarone. 2 loop diuretics, potassium replacement. Prior parathyroid surgery. Remains on Zenzipar, calcium appears to be well controlled. Continue physical therapy, morbid obesity, hypoventilation, respiratory failure on oxygen, has a pacemaker, tachybrady syndrome, chronic edema, congestive heart failure, predominance of right-sided, a number of valve abnormalities, preserved ejection fraction, all issues discussed at length with the patient and husband, plan to see her back in about 4-6 months or early as needed.